A Montana federal judge has set a hearing date for renewed arguments on the Keystone XL pipeline. The Indigenous Environmental Network and North Coast Rivers Alliance have again asked for a preliminary injunction against permitting the pipeline. TransCanada and the Trump administration have asked for summary judgment. Judge Brian Morris will hear arguments on those requests and more in Great Falls on March 25th. TransCanada attorneys told Montana federal Judge Brian Morris last year that the company did not intend to start construction until the second quarter of 2020. Based on that information, Judge Morris found that there was no immediate need for a preliminary injunction. In mid-January this year, TransCanada filed a report indicating it would start pre-construction at the beginning of February. After that report was filed, opponents again asked Judge Morris for an injunction. They say pre-construction activities cause irreparable harm, such as destruction of trees and wildlife habitat. Opponents say the constitutional and environmental issues must be resolved before construction starts to avoid bureaucratic momentum. That's when decision makers are less inclined to stop construction once it has started. Opponents cite warnings from scientists that carbon emissions have to be reduced to net zero by 2050 to stave off calamity, and so the pipeline's contribution to increased carbon emissions does not serve the public interest. In response, TransCanada pushed the pre-construction start date to February 24th at the earliest. In TransCanada's most recent status report, filed on January 31st, TransCanada lawyers said they would propose a briefing schedule to allow the court to resolve the injunction issue before February 24th. In his order, Judge Morris noted the court possesses the inherent power to manage its own affairs to efficiently dispose of cases, and he set a briefing schedule leading up to the March 25th hearing. Judge Morris will also hear arguments that day from lawyers representing the Rosebud Sioux Tribe and Fort Belknap Indian Community. The two tribes have a separate lawsuit against TransCanada and the Trump administration. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.